The report by the American Lung Association shows smoking is 23% more common for those who live in rural areas compared to those residing in cities. Additionally, rural youth start using tobacco earlier than their urban counterparts. Dana Wininski is with the Wisconsin chapter of the American Lung Association. She says social acceptance of smoking varies in different places.
Some of the cultural norms are just from the rural and the farming community. Grandfather smoked, mom and dad smoke, and so the kids grow up with smoking. It's what they see and what they kind of feel as is normal.
Some Wisconsin communities are trying to change that using a national anti-smoking program aimed at youth. The Mauston School District has worked with 125 students using the Not on Tobacco campaign. About a third of the teens quit, and citations for smoking on school grounds dropped to zero by the fifth year of the program. High cigarette taxes can also be a deterrent, but Wininski notes the taxes aren't the same on all tobacco products.
Smokeless products are taxed much lower, so they're a lot less expensive. Then when you couple that with candy flavors and the fruit flavors that the tobacco industry is starting to put into these, they become some pretty attractive alternatives.
The American Lung Association reports a smokeless tobacco use is twice as common in rural areas. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.